When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 920, we will make our picks on this big Steelers-Commanders game. But joining us right now to give us insight on the Commanders, who's practicing, who's not, is our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7. Hey, Scott.
Scotty.
What's up, boys? Happy Friday.
It's been a fun week for you at the park, right, with Marshawn Lattimore arriving?
Yeah, it's been great. As I've told you many times, it's refreshing going up there every Wednesday, Thursday, and, you know, seeing the vibe, seeing the energy, and obviously there's an extra buzz with Marshawn coming to town. Players are all on board. They love the move, and it's a clear signal from the front office that they got something special here, and they believe they can make a run.
What kind of kid, I call him a kid, he's 28, but he's a kid to me. Yeah. What kind of kid does he seem to be? He seems very serious from when you were interviewing him when I was watching.
He seems very quiet, laid back. I was talking to Matthew Paris, who used to work for the Washington Times covering the Commanders. He now covers the Saints down in New Orleans. And, you know, I got some kind of intel on how he is with the media. And basically what Matt described is what we got on Wednesday when we talked to Marshawn. Just quiet, keeps to himself, not a big, you know, guy in the microphone, rah, rah, rah. Not going to give you, you know, big quotes, big sound bites, but to each their own. And he's a heck of a football player, unless you see if that hamstring heals up and he can get out there.
So speaking of injuries, Austin Seibert, questionable with a hip. He was a limited participant in practice on Thursday, as was B-Rob. I'm more worried about B-Rob because he didn't play last week, and it seemed like he was trending to play. Then he didn't make it through the pregame workout. He was ruled out. Is there optimism that he will play this
week?
And
then what about Seibert, too?
Yeah, Seibert, it looks like he's a go-to.
Yeah, I think Seibert's a go, guys. And I talked to B-Rob directly on Wednesday in front of his locker, and I asked him straight up, do you think you're going to play on Sunday? And he told me the hamstring's feeling better, but again, it's going to be up to that game, you know, that pregame workout on the field on Sunday, because that's what he tested in New York, and he said it didn't feel right, and they sat him for the Giants. So he's going to do the same thing this week against the Steelers, kind of go through his pregame routine out there on the field, and they're going to make a decision then. But he says it feels better. When we talked to him on Wednesday, he's been limited in practice, so hopefully he'll be a go on Sunday, but it's going to be a game-time decision again.
Yeah, and Scott, also, the weather could potentially be a factor in that.
Yeah,
if he's borderline, they might not want to put him out on what could turn into a slick, muddy field.
A colder day, too.
So that's something to keep an eye on, too, heading into game time.
I was thinking that, and I don't think that's been talked about enough from anybody, because it looks kind of nasty, and it could be a slop fest. And, you know, you got to be careful with a hamstring on a slick field, but In terms of having a sloppy field or being slick, you're going to want a running game as well, right? You're going to want to try to run the football in those type of conditions, a slippery football. So it would be great to have B-Rob, but hey, you had a Chris Rodriguez step up. McNichols has stepped up previously. You have an Austin Eckler. So at least there's comfort in knowing from a Commanders fan's perspective, you have some depth at the running back position.
How do you think Washington's going to handle these pass rushers, because they haven't faced a pass rush like this? I mean, the Giants do have a good pass rush, and they led the league in sacks going into that game, but they didn't touch JD. So JD did a great job getting rid of the ball and getting away from those edge guys. But this is a different animal, I think. How do you think they're going to handle that?
You know what? I think the simplest thing is try to run the football. Try to establish a running game. That's how you kind of corral and prevent that pass rush from getting home. You want to stay away from third and long situations against a great pass rush with a T.J. Watt, a Highsmith on the other side. And if you do get in those passing situations, guys, maybe you have an extra tight end on the line. You're going to have to obviously do some chips with the running backs. So it's going to be very tough to be solo coverage on a T.J. Watt or a Highsmith. In certain situations, you're going to have to lean on a Wiley. You're going to have to lean on a Coleman to hold their own. But you're right. It's a big challenge, and I would argue I don't think they've faced a pass rush this potent from the edge this season. And I would love to see them really kind of establish that running game to limit their chances of rushing the passer. Quick passing game. I think that's the key to kind of slow down the T.J. Watts and the Highsmiths.
The arrow on Noah Brown keeps pointing up. He's got 8 catches in the last 2 games. He's got 113 yards of receiving in the last 2 games. Obviously, we know he caught the Hail Mary in the Chicago game. That's a nice find by Adam Peters and the scouting department to add him to the mix.
What hasn't Adam Peters done right so far?
Yeah, I mean, everything. Good point.
Everything he touches turns to gold. Everything, every move he makes has been fantastic in terms of the production and the fit with the locker room. It's a whole team effort, and Adam does a great job when he has his press conferences of giving props and kudos to his scouting staff and the team that he has in that front office. And they are a team, and what they're doing has been fantastic. Because you bring up Noah Brown. He's a guy that was a training camp find, a training camp cut casualty from the Texans, bringing him on board. Great fit. Fantastic in the locker room. Fantastic on the field. He has a hunger. He has a desire to show that he belongs and make Washington his home. Again, you can't say enough about the moves that Adam Peters and this front office has made in less than a year span. And when I look back at the roster, I really appreciate the guys that he's brought in on one-year deals, because they're almost prove-it deals. In a sense, they're deals that show the hunger of a player, like a Jeremy Chinn, perfect example. Maybe had some down years in Carolina, had a great rookie year in Carolina, and he gave him a prove-it deal. Let's see what you're worth. And my goodness, Jeremy Chinn has been incredible to watch. He just keeps getting better and better on the defensive side of the ball. So, again, another one of those underrated signings that hasn't been talked about enough from Quinn and company.
Talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7. Hey, I want to revisit the Marshon Lattimore deal. Maybe I misheard it, but was there anything exchanged for the jersey number so that Lattimore could get the number which Chris Rodriguez had?
So I did not talk to Rodriguez directly, but I know Washington Post Nikki Javala talked to him, and I believe she had a quote that she posted on her X account, and I don't believe there was any monetary or anything. And I think Chris had a really good quote saying, he's a vet, he's been there, done that, and I just felt it was right type deal to give him the jersey that he wanted. So it was a really good gesture by Rodriguez that, he knows kind of his place, and in terms of, pecking order, and he's still growing in the NFL, where Lattimore is a 4-time pro bowler and one of the best corners in the league. And he gave up the number for Marshawn.
It's the same thing that, that Tress Wade did.
With Tress for Jaden.
Yeah. These guys are just giving away their jerseys.
Hey, Scott.
Well, I mean, just But that just goes to show you guys, again, we go back to the culture and what they're kind of building in that locker room. And, again, I go back to what Sam Cosmi said yesterday of, you know, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than the guy next to me. This is all about the team. And it's just so refreshing to hear these guys, the Zach Gertz, the Bobby Wagner, it's all about the team. It's all about the brotherhood. We've heard brotherhood over and over again. Yeah. This is a team. It really is a team. They are a close-knit group. And it's just awesome to see how the locker room has just completely flipped from over a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just answered my question. But when you walked into that locker room in Ashburn last year, especially late in the year, and compare that to just the feeling and the vibe you get and the positivity you get when you walk in now.
It's
totally different.
Night and day. It's night and day, Bish. I mean, you remember 1 year ago, it was one of the lowest points of the franchise. Not a lot of wins. They cleaning house with sending away Montez Sweat and Chase Young. They're losing. They're getting blown out. They're not playing good football. Guys didn't want to talk. Guys were, you know, going in the shower, going in the training room, going to eat, not being available. And here you are, you see guys playing cards. You see guys sitting next to each other in the locker watching their cell phones together. It's just awesome to see. And you got to credit the vets that they brought in, like the Bobby Wagners, the Zach Ertz, guys that have been there, done that, that have climbed the mountaintop, that have won at the highest level. They know what a winning locker room is. They know what a winning culture is. And for guys like Sam Cosmi and Terry McLaurin, they've always had that in them. They've always been that. They've always had that DNA, that fabric of good dudes, good quality human beings. And to see them getting thrusted into such a leadership role as well now. This team is a rocket ship. I've said that numerous times leading up to this year, how I felt it, how I saw things. And they got the quarterback, they got the front office, they got everything in place. They got salary cap space next year. If you're a Commanders fan, it's hard not to get excited about what lies ahead. Certainly one game at a time mentality, but this is just the beginning, guys, in my opinion.
I hope so. I just worry that, like, okay, we're going to have a good run this year, it looks like. But then, you know, schedule's going to be a lot more difficult next year. How are we going to respond? I don't want to get too
hard. Well, trying to rain on the parade.
I'm just saying it gets me a little bit nervous. Like, but
the roster will be better, too.
Why worry about next year? Let's worry about the Steelers.
But you got to look at kind of the big picture, EB, because they got the salary cap space. They got draft picks. They have the quarterback. If he stays healthy, that's been the key ingredient that's been missing for so many years. And they have an offensive line that's, they have the chemistry, and they're protecting Jaden. They're playing really well. They got the weapons. The defense is going to improve over time. So you have to be optimistic and excited about going forward with this franchise.
Why is the culture so much better with DQ than with Ron? Ron always talked about culture, but it was more just talk, it felt like.
Because they weren't winning on Sundays.
I mean, wins and losses certainly make a difference. I've always appreciated Ron. Great human, not the best coach. But we'll leave it at that. In terms of the wins and losses weighing on a franchise, the ownership transition, there was a lot of different layers to everything over the years. Off the field nonsense, they don't have to deal with that anymore here. And DQ, he's the guys. I mean, these players love DQ. They love this coaching staff. It's not just DQ; it's everybody. Cliff Kingsbury, Bobby Johnson, the O-line coach. It's the entire staff, and they're relatable to the players. DQ, you know, he's been there, done that. He's had success. And just listen to, like, the Micah Parsons and the Diggs on their own podcast raving about a Dan Quinn. Players love Dan Quinn. Why that is, I don't know. I'm not in there every day in terms of the meeting room or seeing what he does on the practice field, but they are buying what he's selling, and he's been a great fit.
These guys love each other.
And when you walk in the locker room, guys actually do want to talk to you now.
They do not shy away, because there's a herd of us, right?
Yeah.
It's not just me. There's probably 8, 9, 10, you know, beat reporters, 3 or 4 cameras, and they are always willing. You know, Terry talks on Thursday. Some guys have their specific days. Terry has his day on Thursday, but you walk up to a guy in the locker room, hey, you got a couple of minutes? Very rarely. I mean, very rarely now do they shy away or say not today. It's been awesome, guys.
Who's your favorite guy to talk to in terms of, you just know you're going to get great stuff from him?
Dude, Nick Allegretti, I'm telling you. He is, I love how he is on the microphone. He gives great answers. He's personable. I go with Allegretti on the offense, and I'm really liking Frankie Louvu. I love his story of coming from American Samoa, going to Washington State, working his way to the Jets and the Panthers, and now he's a dude. And he's becoming a leader, and he's being a sponge with Bobby Wagner. Hmm. And to see him kind of gravitate into a leader of his own, into this Commanders locker room, being on the microphone, talking to reporters, gives great answers, and all the guys are great. Cosme's been fantastic. To see Cosme grow on the microphone from a rookie to where he is today, he's one of the best on the microphone as well in that locker room as well.
All right, let's get the Scott Abraham prediction. They face the Steelers stepping into the big leagues. What do you think happens?
I think the home winning streak is going to end. I think the Steelers are going to get them. I'm sorry, Commanders fans.
You just hyped us up.
Jesus. I'm going 24-20. Give me the Steelers over the Commanders. I think it's a defense that Washington hasn't faced. And in terms of a week extra preparation, you know, Tomlin and company, what they did. You look at that first game of the year in Atlanta. They made that offense look silly. Kirk Cousins was running for his life, getting sacked multiple times. They don't give up a lot of points. Sorry, I'm going to go Steelers 24, Commanders 20.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, JP,
you can't pick them every week. I know you pick them every week.
I don't.
This is going to be a tough one. You know,
thank you, Scott. Yeah.
See you, Scotty. It is kind of crazy.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
Yep, thanks, buddy.
That Louvu, I mean, America Samoa is
tiny,
a little dot mm-hmm. in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And there's a population of like, I don't know, 10,000 people. And he's in the NFL.
Yeah. It's an amazing story.
It really is.
You don't know who had shirts from American Samoa when he was a kid?
From American Samoa? I don't.
I did all the time because my mom worked for the Census Bureau, and she did the American territories and go out to American Samoa.
I'd have a hard time finding it on
Guam.
A map. I don't know if I'd be able to find it.
I couldn't.
If it's a tiny speck of an island,
it's just in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
I think it's close to Australia.
Okay.
Not close, but that's right. That would be the
in that vicinity.
That would be the biggest landmass close to it.
Right.
All right, you just heard his pick. He's taking the Steelers. When we come back, we'll give you what we think is going to happen, and we want to hear from you. I looked on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, 76% picking Commanders.
Homers.
I have to check the Twitter. I'll get that updated. You can vote at Junks Radio. Who wins on Sunday? 800-636-1067.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Chasing 895. Ovi's torrid hot streak continues. Alex Ovechkin broke a tie midway through the third period and extended his goal streak to 5 games, lifting the Capitals to a 3-2 win against the Preds at Capital One on Wednesday. It was Ovechkin's 8th goal of the season and his 130th game winner in the NHL.
Centering scores! And it's Alex Ovechkin on a feed from behind the net! The great 8 with goals in 5 in a row! It's 3-2 Washington!
Well, it doesn't take him long. That puck's on his stick. It's in the back of the net coming all the way out. Caps do a nice job. Right, go down. Get that puck behind the net. Ovechkin comes right in the slot. Gets a nice little feed. Good by Dylan Strome once again. The chemistry those two have together. Right on the tape. Quick snapshot. Soros had no chance on that.
John Walton there with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. And, of course, Ovi, I think that was Ken Sabourin. Right. I think that's correct. Ovi always scores when he wears the black Skriegel jersey,
all right,
which he was wearing against the Preds on Wednesday.
Right.
Not sure if they're wearing those tonight against the Pens. I'm not sure.
With the start he's had, we have a real sweat at him breaking this year.
Projected to beat it this year.
He's on like a 54-goal pace.
Now, it just takes a 3 or 4-game swoon and nothing, and then now that's way off the pace. But
so he's 33 away from tying Gretzky, 34 from the record.
I saw a side-by-side of first 10 games this year, first 10 games last year,
or
something like that.
Complete 180.
I think it was like 30 games to get to 10 goals, and now it's like 10 games to get 10 goals, whatever the heck it is.
I think he reached 7 or 8 goals, whatever the plateau was, on December 30th of last year. He's already hit it this year,
right?
In early November.
No. He's on fire. And honestly, the way he played, I know they said they were going to use him a little less. I think he's averaging like 30 seconds less of ice time. Like,
he's on more of a heater than the Junks, that Ovi.
He's on a heater. He's still playing a ton of time, and I don't know why he can't keep doing this for years. And I'm not sure he wants to.
I mean, he's 39.
But his style of play.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think he's not going to be able to rip 100-mile-an-hour slap shots?
I'm pretty sure he can.
10 years?
Still has that in the tool bag.
Yeah. Cakes, why don't we ask Jim Van Stone? Why don't we put something together now?
Yeah.
Take a shot in the dark. Pick a game.
Pick a home game. At the end of the
early
season.
Early April, late March.
I love it.
One strike gold and
try to gamble. I think
it should be at the end of the season for sure.
Well, at this pace, it might be in February.
Yeah, you got to give him a little swoon.
February, early March.
No, it would be. Yeah, it'd be at the end.
Let's do it.
Plays tonight. Plays the Pens tonight.
Would love to see him pour another goal or two in tonight against the Pens.
Can they get to 10-3 tonight?
Send all those Yinzers home unhappy that make their way into Capital One.
Should we have an anti-Yinzer parlay?
We probably should.
What does that
mean?
Probably
great.
Commanders
bet against Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Pittsburgh on Sunday and Pittsburgh tonight.
And I think doesn't UVA play Pitt too?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah.
You can do a triple header. I don't hate it. I don't hate the idea.
The pommel pit in football or
in college football?
He's talking about football.
So the pommel pit,
the pommel pit, 3-game parlay.
I love this.
Caps.
Yep.
Commanders.
Is UVA any good?
Wahoo.
Are they any good?
Not really.
No, they have an electric wide receiver, though.
Pitt's actually pretty good.
Pitt's good.
And so we're going to lose.
Well, I would never say we with UVA, but sure.
I'm just saying, if we put money on it, it's a we.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Time now to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now.
Hit the skids.
Yeah, but we're doing the sponsorship.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I
grab
that.
The Don't Sleep Energy
you read
shot
it again. You want to start over?
Never did. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. Remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. We love Don't Sleep. And in this portion of Hit the Skins, EB, we just want your winner.
Mm.
So I looked at Twitter.
Yeah.
66% are picking the Commanders. Our listeners on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, are more optimistic. 76%. I came in wanting to pick the Commanders. Like, my plan was to pick the Commanders. But then we talked to that guy. Talk to that guy from Pittsburgh. He thinks they're going to win by three touchdowns.
He's a dolphin. That's not going to happen.
Yesterday,
you're going to let Andrew Filippone influence you?
Scott Abraham picks the Steelers. And then it's hard to get away from these three numbers, which we talked about. Tomlin, 13-4 since the bye, coming off a bye. Tomlin against rookie quarterbacks, 25-6. Tomlin, since he drafted T.J. Watt, which was 2017, I believe, against rookie quarterbacks, 10-2.
Yeah, I care.
And,
I care
and
about
to
what
me,
happens on
I
Sunday.
Do think
those numbers to me mean nothing.
You can go against me, but the best offensive player is Jaden Daniels. And watching the game last night, like Lamar, now Cincinnati Bengals defense turns out it's terrible, but
still,
Ravens defense is pretty terrible too.
Yes. But Lamar, Jaden Daniels isn't Lamar, but he's the closest thing to Lamar. So I think the offense will be fine to an extent, but I do think there might be a turnover in the mix. The Steelers are plus 10 in turnovers.
Plus 10, second in the league, yeah.
So I think it'll be close. I'll take the Steelers 24-23.
Mm. Oh, I know Jason's taking the Steelers.
It's because I know you're taking Commanders, and why? I have to try and catch you.
No, I don't like that bit. I want you to pick who you think's going
to
win.
I'm taking the Steelers to win 26-23.
I knew that. I would have bet $1 million.
That's my opinion.
I'm going to shock you.
I can't have an opinion?
No, you can. It's just predictable.
No, that's not true.
I think if we actually just picked Jason's picks every week, we'd be 10-0.
Right. What do you mean?
Because you can predict what he's going to predict every week.
Oh, yeah. I should predict your prediction.
Yes.
Hey, just a separate graphic.
Yeah. New graphic.
All right, so
Grab's excited.
I might
about
surprise
it.
You
like,
next week.
Like, if we play like somebody that's 1-10, he might pick us.
Yeah. The Panthers are dangerous.
Yeah. Exactly. They can rise up.
I'm not the one who said that. He did.
I look at the Steelers team, and they're ranked, I think, top five in stopping the run, but you can get them at certain times. The Colts rushed for 133 yards against them as a team in a win. The Cowboys rushed, the terrible, god-awful Cowboys rushed for 109 yards in a win over the Steelers. And neither of those two teams run the ball like the Commanders run the ball. I have the Commanders winning at home at Northwest Stadium and improving to 8-2. 24-21 is my final.
All right. I love it, Cakes. Now, here's the deal. I'm not super confident, but there's just something special. I told you, Jaden is special. Drabby won't admit it. Lurch won't admit it, but he's special, okay? And so he just gives you a chance every week. And
You know what? Ball knowers know that he's special.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I know that you could say the same thing about us.
I just hate agreeing with you.
I know you could say the same thing about our schedule, but I don't care. I mean, that's just a separate issue. They beat Atlanta in week one when Kirk Cousins was literally like playing in a wheelchair. Then they beat a Denver team that is not as even as good as their record, and their record's not that good. Are the Chargers even any good? I guess that's a good win. I guess that's their best win.
They're decent.
They got a good record.
They beat the Colts. They beat a terrible Dallas team. They lost to the Colts and they lost to Dallas.
To both of those teams.
They beat a horrific Raiders team. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting fired. They beat the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers has been having one of his worst years, and they beat a terrible Giants team. They really haven't beaten anybody. The only win you might give them respect for is the Chargers. So I'm taking my boys, even though I think it is going to be difficult, and I respect Tomlin. I have all the respect in the world for him. But we got a special guy at the most important position, 27-23.
I mean, Washington won on a Hail Mary.
Everybody loves
them. I agree.
And they beat the Giants when the kicker got hurt.
You know what I'm tired of?
I mean,
we swept them.
You know what I'm tired of, EB? T.J. Watt glazing. You know who has as many sacks as T.J. Watt this year? Dante Fowler Jr. He's done it in one more. He's had one more game.
Who would you rather have?
I mean, I
what do you mean? Oh, you paused?
I'm declining
to answer
that.
He's going to keep doing the, well, in weeks one through nine bit.
Fowler's a better player.
I've got to decline to answer that.
Right,
I'm just saying that T.J. Watt is not leading the league in sacks. I mean, he's got 6.5, just like Dante Fowler Jr.
Right.
He's not, now he has four fumbles.
If he's not the best edge rusher, he's the second best.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. You know what? You know what the Commanders have?
Yeah.
How about the top pass blocking unit in the entire league last week, according to the 33rd team?
I saw that graphic.
They didn't allow any sacks number against
one.
The Giants team.
Number
that is
one.
That was very impressive.
Majors in sacking the quarterback. The Commanders' offensive line said, no, you get none of those today.
It's very impressive.
We're going to protect Jaden. I think they do a similar job,
Jason,
against the Steelers.
I want you to just go on the record, and if you're right, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go on the record and say, I'm picking this game because I think the Steelers will win, not because I have to pick against EB.
No comment.
Like my no comment about TJ Watt.
I don't have confidence either way, but I'm trying to catch you.
I think he's picking because he thinks the Steelers are going to win.
Can't you pick for Frankie Louvre or your neighbor?
Don't you think the Steelers are pretty damn good?
I think they're good. I don't think they're great.
Well, neither is Washington.
We're very good.
Yeah, great.
No, I
might be
say
great offensively. We might be great.
I think they're great.
This could be a statement game for
you. Know what Washington's great at? Scoring points.
And Pittsburgh's great at not allowing teams to score points.
Okay.
Jason does bring a good point. It took a Hail Mary to beat Chicago Bears.
Understood.
Doo doo team.
Hey, sometimes ball bounces your way.
You had four field goals until the Hail Mary against a poo poo Bears team that just got pummeled by the Cardinals.
You know what?
Then we beat them again.
They just got pummeled.
They came out with a dub.
We brought a broom to them the next time we played. We just swept them off the field. Sweepy, sweepy,
sweepy. Who are you talking about? The Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But the first one, I mean, had a little bit of luck. There's a little bit of luck going on there.
At the end of the day,
takes a little bit of luck to win.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes you need to get lucky.
Right.
I'm just saying, you were pointing out all of the poor teams that Pittsburgh beat, but Washington beat two of those teams.
Understood.
On prayers.
They've beaten some crappy teams,
so
too.
Just throwing it out there.
Man, I hope they beat those teams.
I know you do.
He's rooting so hard for Pittsburgh this week. He really is.
I'm rooting on who I bet on. That's who I root for.
So you're probably going to bet on the Steelers getting the points.
Hey, I'm waving the burgundy towel at Northwest Stadium. My free towel when I walk in.
That's right. You'll be there.
I'm going to wave the towel.
All right, we're going to take some calls. Why don't we do it in the last segment? I know we're up against the break. We're doing the last segment. Take calls.
Josh Harris, thanks for waving the towel. It's much appreciated.
We'll do that, but we have giveaways that we have to do, and we like to reward our listeners. Mm-hmm. So right now, caller number 10 will hook you up with a $100 gift card courtesy Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Good at any of our restaurants, Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, or El Bebe. Just be caller 10 at 800-636-1067.
It's your pal Cakes here. You're looking to upgrade your office game, maybe your home office game too. Well, let's swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort, PVI's got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories too. Mention me, Cakes. How about you score 15% off your in-store purchase? Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion would. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
Coming up at the end of the show, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Iron Maiden in concert.
Yeah, let's go.
Valdez says I have to buy a bouquet for my wife for this dance thing on Saturday.
Yeah, just hook it up.
Yeah, just go to Harris Theater. You buy a bouquet of flowers for
$10.
Yeah,
they don't have to spend like $200.
She had a dress rehearsal
so easy
last Friday, and she really wanted me to go, but I was heading to New York for the marathon.
Yeah.
So I actually hooked flowers. She wasn't home. I put them in the little vase.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They were Harris Teeter.
I mean, you got to do something. You've had some dude dancing with her, groping her for 2 months.
Well, it's not just that.
1 month.
Yeah.
After like performances, don't you have to like have flowers
for
the person?
It's pretty standard move. Like your kid is in a school play.
Yes,
you
get you have
a gift or flowers, whatever.
You better put on your best cologne. Make sure you're all smell money.
Sexy, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sexy. So get a haircut.
You cannot get the $10 flowers for this. You have to get the big
roses.
Thing, throw it over your shoulder. And it's a big presentation. You cannot.
It has to be that
you
big?
Cannot get Jess $10 flowers after she's done all this work.
Like she just won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a wedding.
Graping her in roses.
Now, fundraising is part of it, and there's people that fundraise. I think it's 40% of your score.
Mm-hmm.
But the winner gets, now to charity.
Hold on.
The winner gets.
Wait. the fundraising portion is 40% of your score?
Yes.
Well, that's...
So she really doesn't have a shot to win because there's people that have fundraised a lot more.
Right.
I think, personally, I think that's dumb, but that's me.
Well, they're trying to encourage you to fundraise more.
Understood. Yeah. But, I mean, it's half your score.
Yeah.
Chris Farley did it for charity cakes.
It doesn't matter.
I understand.
Chris Farley got her into
an actual competition.
Chris Farley did it a couple years ago, and he won.
Yeah.
Right. He showed me his dance. I don't think it was because of
his
dance.
Was it the running man?
Yeah. No. Here's what it was. He stood there, and this girl just danced around him.
Of course he did.
He didn't do much. But I guess I'll have to step up and get the fact that I don't have to pay for a tux.
Hey, can you dance with the dancer's wife or girlfriend?
You know what it's like? It's like a wedding. So there's a cocktail hour starting at 6.
Right.
Then the dancing is 8 to 10. You should go over
to his girlfriend and wrap your leg around her or something.
Evie wants it to be a whole swinging
thing. Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's a weird bit.
This is funny to me. When is it?
Saturday night, Four Seasons Hotel. Okay. You can still buy a ticket. It's only like $400.
I'll
be at the Palestra.
The Palestra.
I wouldn't pay $400.
How old is the Palestra? I was at the Palestra years ago.
100 years old.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's very cool.
I thought you were coming back Saturday night.
Late.
There you go. Still time.
I'll miss it.
We'll be back at 10:30.
I was going to say, I wouldn't pay $400 to watch Baryshnikov dance at his prime, let alone.
It's $400 a ticket?
Somebody said they're raising money for charity.
Man, I'm serious. There'd have to be a lot of nudity for me to do it.
For you to consider?
For $400?
$400.
It'd probably basically have to be fornication.
You're going to make that money passively because some fourth league NASCAR dude is going to be zooming around the track in Phoenix today.
Yeah, but somebody told me there's like more people watching Mike Marr and his friends party tonight than watching that race.
Oh, that part is true.
Yeah. I'm mistaken, Evie. How much did I put you down? $375. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
$375.
Plus the service fee.
You want to take a few calls here on people and what they think?
Yes.
If you get like $1,000 in your Venmo because that guy slapped your face and your Venmo address on the back of his car,
you're going to be jealous.
I'm going to have to start making some inquiries. I have to start sending some feelers out.
I told you need to do the Chepe move. Wrap your vehicle.
Wrap my car.
I should wrap my car with my Venmo.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Let's go to Mark. Chevy Chase. Mark, what's up?
Hey, the Commanders will win because of their offense.
All right. That's
the most basic call we've gotten in 28 years of radio.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
Yes.
What about their defense?
Their defense will mainly be off the field because we will do so well on first and second downs. We will have easy third down.
As bad as he is, he's better than Bradshaw.
Their defense will be on the field when they're doing so well on first and second down.
Time of possession, he's saying that Washington will control the clock.
I said, what about their defense? And he said their defense
will be off the field. I thought you meant, what about the Commanders' defense?
No, I meant their defense.
Okay. The Steelers' defense.
46-17 Washington.
Washington.
46-17.
You just summed up everything I need to know by saying Washington.
Oh, right.
I would love to do another $10 bet.
Mark,
29 points.
You live in Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Oh, you've called before, haven't you?
Old money.
It's old money.
You think this guy's making his own money?
No.
It's very new. It's very new and very little.
That part I believe. Yeah. All
right. But very expensive.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
People that live in Chevy Chase say Washington?
Washington.
I don't understand.
He's just a long time.
I am very curious. Can we get Drab's prediction? Because remember, he is...
What's his deal with the Russ? Well, he's definitely rooting for Russ.
He's got all the Russ backstory. I believe he's like 0 for 9
he's
in the predictions.
Steelers 3-2.
No, 1 for 8, I think.
1 for 8.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big prediction. He needs to see more from Jaden. He's a Russ aficionado.
All right. You want to see elite quarterbacks? Watch Thursday Night Football. When Jaden throws 4 touchdown passes and 400 yards in a game, then I'll call him elite. Those are elite QBs. I can't pick a game right. I'm considered a hater. Everyone thinks I'm a hater. Let's put an end to that. Let's go Commanders beating the Steelers.
Interesting.
4-0.
I do like the bet where he has the wackadoo scores.
Two safeties, EB.
Two safeties.
Nice. By the way, Doug Kammerer just says, rain will start after the game.
Oh, we're good. We're good then.
You mean after the game's over or after the game starts?
After the game's over. We're late in the game.
All right. Okay, weather basically a non-factor.
Doesn't look like it.
Not worrying about it.
Let's go real quick. Let's go to Brandon in Arlington. Hey, Brandon. What's up, buddy? You're on the Junks. What do you think?
What's up, Junks? Hey, that last caller sounds like all my aunts and uncles from Pittsburgh. They always say, how things going down there in Washington?
Right.
Bunch of yinzers.
I'm a Steelers fan. I got the Commanders in a tight one. I'll be there with 30,000 waving towels on Sunday. First off, can I apologize for the Pony Express? He's the hot take Pittsburgh guy. He's like the Howard Eskin of Pittsburgh.
Hey, we liked him. He was nice.
I liked him, yeah.
Every Steelers fan hates him. I listen to the Junk
oh,
for
really?
4 hours a day, and then I listen to the Pony and Mueller show on your sister station, 93.7 The Fan.
Okay. You're a big Odyssey, Mark. Yeah. We love you.
Put this in the promo.
Well, I mean, look, he's a little bit like EB. You know, he backs his guys, right? He likes Fitz, you know, EB likes Fitzpatrick. That blew up in his face. He likes Wentz. That blew up in his face. He likes Howell. That blew up.
I root for my guys. That's
true.
I love it.
EB. Pony wanted to go all in, long-term deal on Mason Rudolph. That blew up in his face. He loved Trubisky. He wanted Trubisky to start for 4 years. That blew up in his face. He didn't want Fields. He didn't want Wilson. Pony's a bit of a donk. But look, the only way the Steelers win is ball control, time of possession, run the ball, and special teams.
I mean, they could do that. I mean, because the Commanders give up 5.2 yards per carry.
Danny Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fish Bucks boy, Danny
Smith. That's my
boy.
Yeah, it is a guy.
I might go hang out with him.
You should.
Hey, we got to run. We got to give away.
All right, get a quick start. That's the key to victory. Steelers can't play from behind. That's how the Colts won.
He didn't get the message.
He just wanted to get his nuggets, though. He's a Steelers fan picking us.
No, that's why you wanted to keep talking.
Caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with 2 tickets to Iron Maiden, the Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th at CFG Bank Arena. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Just be caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Hey, I just got an email. On behalf of the president's office, we're pleased to welcome you on Sunday, November 10th, to the Steelers versus Commanders game.
Hey, how did JP, JP get access to the inner sanctum? I didn't approve
this.
He
makes fun of my voice.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.